Listener Production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. After a week-long search, a tiny but dangerous radioactive capsule has been found just south of Newman. An investigation is now underway to find out how the 8mm object fell off a truck, while Rio Tinto, which has taken responsibility for its disappearance, has vowed to cover the cost of the search, which could come at a hefty price.
Over the last few days, we've probably had about 100 personnel involved in the search. So that includes career and volunteer firefighters. It includes WA Police, it includes people from the Health Department, the ADF and ANSTOS.
Emergency Services Minister Stephen Dawson there. Three people facing charges over the alleged murder of Cassius Turvey are now accused of kidnapping and assaulting another teenager. Police allege they abducted, punched, stabbed and detained a 15-year-old boy last October in Perth's northeast. They'll face court at a later date, while a fourth person appeared today where he's been denied bail. We'll soon have more options for medical treatment so we don't have to wait at hospital emergency departments. Seven new urgent care clinics will open this year in Perth, Joondalup, Rockingham, Murdoch, Midland, Bunbury and Broome. Every classroom in every public school in WA had a teacher in front of students today for the first day of Term 1. But Education Minister Tony Booty admits the campaign must continue to recruit more staff.
Well, it's a worldwide teacher shortage. We are seeking to recruit teachers from overseas. There's a number of teachers from New Zealand that are in our schools today.
In sport, Luke Shuey says he's honoured to skip a West Coast again this year after being endorsed by the players and staff. He'll lead the team for the fourth consecutive season following a team vote.
I'm always a big advocate for the player vote and seeing what the team wants and who the boys want to lead them. So I think that's always a fair indication of who should take the role.
And the last seats for the Big Bash Grand Final at Optus Stadium this weekend will go on sale on Friday morning, and fans are being told to be waiting online from 10 a.m. The Perth Scorchers will play the winner of tomorrow's match between the Sydney Sixers and the Brisbane Heat.